آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير.
All that is in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. Whether you disclose whatever is in your hearts or conceal it, Allah will call you to account for it, and will then forgive whomsoever He wills, and will chastise whomsoever He wills. Allah has power over everything.
All that is in the heavens. These are the concluding observations on the subject. Just as this surah opened with an enunciation of the basic teachings of religion, so the fundamentals upon which Islam rests are reiterated in the concluding section of the surah. It is useful to go through the first section of this surah, see verses 1 to 5, while reading these concluding verses. And the earth belongs to Allah. This is the first fundamental principle of Islam, that God is the sovereign of the heavens and the earth and all they contain, and that it is improper for man not to bend himself in obedience and service to God. Whether you disclose whatever is in your heart or conceal it, Allah will call you to account for it. This sentence mentions two other matters. First, that man is individually responsible to and answerable before God. Second, that the Lord of the heavens and the earth, before whom man is answerable, is all-knowing. Thus, nothing is concealed from him, not even intentions and thoughts which lie hidden deep in the hearts and minds of people. Allah has power over everything. This refers to God's absolute authority. He is not bound by laws framed by others which might limit him to operating in a certain manner. He is an absolute sovereign and has the full power either to punish or pardon people.
لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُم بِهِ اللَّهُ فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
The messenger believes, and so do the believers, in the guidance sent down upon him from his Lord. Each of them believes in Allah and his angels, and in his books and in his messengers. They say, "We make no distinction between any of His messengers. We hear and obey. Our Lord, grant us your forgiveness. To you we are destined to return."
Our Lord, grant us your forgiveness. To you we are destined to return. This verse outlines what one is required to believe in and what should be the distinguishing characteristics of one's conduct. They consist of the following: belief in God, in His angels, in His books, in all His messengers, instead of some rather than others, and in the fact that ultimately one will have to stand before God's judgment. These are the only five fundamental articles of faith in Islam. Having accepted them, the only proper attitude for a Muslim is to cheerfully accept and follow whatever directives he receives from God. Instead of exulting in his moral excellence, he should be humble and should constantly seek God's forgiveness and mercy.
لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ
Allah does not lay a responsibility on anyone beyond His capacity. In His favor shall be whatever good each one does, and against Him whatever evil he does. Believers, pray thus to your Lord. Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or commit mistakes. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as you laid on those gone before us. Our Lord, lay not on us burdens which we do not have the power to bear, and overlook our faults and forgive us and have mercy upon us. You are our guardian. Grant us victory then against the unbelieving folk. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as you laid on those gone before us. The prayer made here is that God should not subject them to the severe tests and the terrible persecutions and hardships undergone by their predecessors. It is God's law that those who commit themselves to follow truth and righteousness are subjected to severe tests and tribulations, and it is a believer's duty to meet them with patience and fortitude. At the same time, the believer should always pray that God make it easy for him to follow the path of truth and righteousness. Our Lord, lay not on us burdens which we do not have the power to bear. Believers pray to God not to place upon them a burden beyond their capacity of endurance, and to subject them only to those tests from which they may emerge triumphant. May it not happen that the hardships are too much for them to bear, and that their feet falter and are turned away from the path of righteousness. Grant us victory then against the unbelieving folk. In order to appreciate fully the spirit of this prayer, one should remember that these verses were revealed on the occasion of the ascension of the Prophet, a year before his migration to Medina. At that time, the struggle between Islam and unbelief had reached its climax. Not only in Mecca, but throughout the Arabian Peninsula, there was no place where the lives of those who wished to follow the religion of God had not been made extremely difficult. In these circumstances, the Muslims were told in what manner they ought to pray to their Lord. It is obvious that if the bestower himself tells one how to present one's request, the granting of the request becomes virtually assured. Hence, this prayer greatly strengthened the hearts of the Muslims. Moreover, this prayer implicitly taught the Muslims not to allow their feelings to flow along undesirable channels. They should instead mold them into a prayer to their Lord. Think of the heart-rending cruelties to which the Muslims were subjected merely because of their devotion to truth, and then turn to the contents of this prayer, where there is no trace of bitterness against the enemies. Consider the physical afflictions and material losses which the Muslims suffered, then note how this prayer does not contain the slightest hint of worldly ambition. Compare the wretchedness and misery of these devotees of truth with the pure, exalted feelings with which this prayer is overflowing. This comparison will enable us to appreciate the nature of the spiritual and moral training provided to men of faith.